dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change? Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
And welcome to the Aware Show's Radiant Body Summit. And we are going to experience such an amazing healing today. I can feel it. I've been excited about it. Really, really looking forward to this show because I kind of can see the energy coming in a wave. And so what I ask you to do today is just open your heart and just receive. Be in that beautiful space of receiving. Quiet your body. And really enjoy receiving the information from today's show because it can really truly impact you in such a beautiful way. If you are looking right now for a healing, if your energy got slightly off track, if you're feeling a little bit disconnected, this is the opportunity for you to realign, recenter, and to refocus the cells truly in your body. And we are doing this with the guidance and the incredible mastery of Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai, who is an enlightened master from the South Indian Siddha tradition. He is a spiritual scientist and academic scholar, as you will find, and also a world thought leader. He's been featured in Time magazine, and he has an incredible commitment to uplift. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Pillai.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm talking about you. Thank you so much for being with us today. I'm really looking forward to today's show.
I'm delighted to be here.
Tell me what you are experiencing before you come onto a show like this. Do you ever feel the wave of energy or in any way what's about to happen before it happens? Does that ever happen to you?
Well, knowingness is one thing, and there is a domain which is beyond knowingness. Whatever you know is limited. There is a beautiful saying in Zen Buddhism, when you know, you don't know. Mm. When you don't know, you know. So to reduce everything to knowingness is not really a wise thing to do, okay? Because the unknowingness has everything. So everything can be done from the domain of the unknowingness because the unknowingness has a lot to offer. That's why the Bible says that be still and know that I am God. Okay, the stillness has no knowingness. Because it is the blah, blah mind that expects everything. But what is important is the presence and being in that awareness. And your show is called the Aware Show. I make a distinction between awareness and consciousness. Awareness is focus. The focus is not the mental focus, but an inner focus. And that inner focus is everything. And that is the unknowingness, that is being aware of the soul, of the subconscious mind. Mm. And if we can live that subconscious mind, and that is more profitable than running around trying to do too many things and nothing and gets done. So basically what we need to do is to find ourselves the quiet place where the mind is absent, where the ego is absent, where the now is present. So it's not a philosophy, you have to live that. And the mind freaks out and then says, you know, no, I got to go do that because I got to pay the bill. And I got to need money for doing these things, so I got to work. So that's how the mind comes to the surface level.
Yes.
And then there is a conflict all the time. Okay, there is no faith. There is no connection with the domain of the unconscious. So that's what I've been working on. And in fact, that my current thinking, you may be interested in knowing about it, is how to get things done in microseconds. Yeah, I've been working on people who are extremely successful, trying to understand their philosophy, like Richard Benson. Richard Benson was asked the question, how are you successful? How are you able to run 400 companies by one man? And the people who were asking are extremely successful people. He said something very interesting. For me, in business as well as in personal life, every second counts. Mm. I mean it literally. But for us, years don't even count, because nothing improves. The health never improves. The money never improves. Relationship never improves. Even after years or years and years of waiting, that frustrates us. Why? Because we are not able to know the time metrics. The yogis talk about the time metrics of 3,240th second, 40,000th of a second is the time needed to accomplish a thing. So they are able to conceive of. This is a matrix that was designed about 20,000 years ago. So they were able to know the time frame. We could get into the time frame. As a matter of fact, I'm doing a show on August 15th on how to conceive the inconceivable. To conceive the inconceivable, you should be out of the mind frame. You have to get into, you know, a mind that does not recognize logic, that does not recognize time, but lives in microseconds. And that is the 3,240,000th of a second. And that is not the mind. So that is what, you know, I constantly work on. So I just come here, I don't know the past. You know, when I have to do the show, and then I'm happy in one thing, because the show, I'm going to talk about things that people have paid thousands of dollars for several years to know that. I'm very happy to share that knowledge for free through your show.
Yes.
So everybody can use it. They don't even have to buy anything. I'm going to say everything that you need to know right in this show.
Yes. I thank you. Okay. I needed to hear that and more. Yeah. If I say nothing else this entire show, I'm fine with that. I just want to absorb what you just said, because that's exactly what I needed to hear. Yeah. Yes. I've been feeling like the wheels have come off the bus a bit lately, and I'm so stuck in my monkey mind of the to-do and the things I forgot, and that I'm missing so many things because I'm totally overstacked, and I think I don't need to think.
Yes.
I just need to listen.
Yeah, that's true. You think you don't need to think, okay?
I don't.
That's the famous saying that Descartes said, I exist, therefore I am. That is the opposite of what the Buddha said. If you think, you are not.
Interesting.
That's the opposite. If you think, you are not. If you think, you are the mind. But if you don't think, you are. Okay, you are the I am. Okay, that is unlimited. Okay. So, if you think, you are not even existing. So I think, therefore I am, is not acceptable to me. Okay. But you are the mind. If you think, you are the mind. Okay. So you have to, the whole program is about how to get beyond the mind, how to get beyond the ego. And that's all we need to know. But then there is not even a good definition of what mind is, you know, what people don't even understand. And everybody is thinking, and then how do we think? There are two components. One is like the linguistic mind. Can we think without words? know, we need words to think,
mm-hmm.
conceptual thoughts, but so we have to understand the linguistic mind, and then we have to take the language out of our brain, our mind, then we can be without mind. That's only one aspect. But you can also think without words. So there is a non-linguistic mind also, because there is a Harvard research that I was reading, because I have developed a program called the Phonemic Intelligence. You know, Harvard has come forward to do some research on that, so I was at Harvard.
Yes.
The non-linguistic mind, according to these researchers in Harvard, is the first thing. First, you think in a non-linguistic fashion, and then your mind goes and looks for a word to match with it. For instance, memory belongs to the non-linguistic mind. You don't store in words. So there is a non-linguistic mind. So you have to get rid of both. So you have to get rid of the linguistic mind. You have to get rid of the non-linguistic mind. And not many people even, you know, have addressed this issue of this mind as language and non-linguistic mind. Once you get beyond that level, then there is a mind that is, you know, there are so many layers of mind even beyond that. So at least if we can get to a level of getting rid of the linguistic mind, okay, and then start, then at least we will stop blah blahing. The whole life is complete blah blah, okay. Even though it is very, you know, high level philosophy or concepts, it still is very limited. But we have to get beyond that, because there is the treasure. When you are completely silent, then you have access to this divine intelligence. In that divine intelligence, you will be able to accomplish a lot more than what you can accomplish with your discursive mind. So okay. That is very important. So how to do that? The yogis and the siddhas have worked for like millions of years.
Right.
India has been there even during the prehistoric time, working on consciousness. You want to know about consciousness, you have to go to India and read the literatures there. And then they ask as early as 6000 BC, a question like, what comes first to your mind, whether a thought or a word? Okay. And this was their research 6000 years ago.
Wow.
What
wow.
comes to your mind? You know? And then comes how, what is knowingness?
Now, before you get into that, you mentioned there was a difference between awareness and consciousness.
Yeah.
What was the difference?
So consciousness is a very general term that that is, you become conscious of things. It was just not focused. Awareness is focused awareness.
Ah.
Awareness is focused.
Got it.
There's no focus. It's a general term. The word for in Sanskrit will be like manas. Manas is just consciousness, being conscious of everything, but not one particular thing. But being aware, awareness is more focused. It is not just focusing on a particular thing, but a deep understanding is awareness.
Okay.
It's an awakening. Awareness is becoming awakened to the reality.
So more focused than ever.
They're more focused than ever. You become aware. Yes, I become aware. Okay. Not awareness in a mundane sense. Okay. Because we use this in a mundane sense too. But it's an awakening. So that awakening happens when the mind disappears. As long as the mind is there, so first we have to get rid of the linguistic mind. So the linguist, now how I'm going to talk about how to get rid of the linguistic mind.
Okay.
There are two things. One is called the phoneme, another is called the morpheme. Okay, this is the research that I'm currently doing. And that is nothing new. This is already in the tradition. But I'm trying to present it in a scientific way.
Okay.
Phoneme is just a syllable.
Okay.
A morpheme is a word. And now language starts with a phoneme. Okay, and then phonemes group together and then they make sense, you know, in a word. For instance, I'll give you an example like a pull versus bull. Okay. These are two different words with two different meanings, but the change is only in one phoneme. P becomes boo, B.
Okay.
One is pull and another is bull. So they started to research as long as at least 6,000 to 8,000 years ago, why does this single phoneme can make the difference? Okay. All the other phonemes are the same. Okay. Mm. They were doing the research, though there is meaning hidden in these phonemes.
Oh.
Okay.
This
meaning generation is in the phonemes.
I'm able to relate this to the chanting we're going to talk about in a little bit, because it's very important conversation. So listen clearly. Yes.
Yeah. The phoneme is everything. So if you want to understand, you know, creation itself, you have to understand the phonemes. Now, in biblical terms, you know, you can, you know, there is in the New Testament, the gospel, saying that God wanted to create the world. How did he create the world? He created the world through the word. In the beginning, there was the word, and the word was with God. And God created everything with the word.
Got it.
The word. The word is a sound. In other words, God spoke the word into existence. So everything that you speak can, you know, come into reality, okay? And that, what is this word? The word is just phonemes. So if you understand the sounds, then you know how to create. You know, the story of Cinderella came from India. In Cinderella, not many people know that, Cinderella story came from India.
Really?
Yes. Huh. Yeah. And then the bibbidi bibbidi boo is a mantra. You know, the bibbidi bibbidi boo is a mantra.
Got it.
Always the pumpkin is turned into a chariot, okay? So the yogis were into this business of understanding, going to the very root of the origin of matter, and then they found the origin of matter is in the sounds. So if we know the sounds and how they then can create, and then you can create very easily instead of, you know, going running around and doing things, you know. So the best way of creation is to understand the sound waves and how the sound waves create is behind the what is called the science of mantra. A mantra is a sound, and the sound can create. And the sound is called a seed. Just as a seed carries the tree, and then you don't see the tree instead. Okay.
Beautiful analogy. Yes. Yes.
This is an analogy that my guru was very fond of. My guru was the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder of TM, and he was my first formal guru. I studied with him for a few years. So he used to give this. He is the guru of the Beatles too. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I used to give this analogy over and over again. You don't see the tree inside the seed, but it is still there.
Yes, that's beautiful. Yes, yes.
Now we have a better analogy. We can now go and then talk about DNA, because in those days they did not discover the DNA. Okay, the DNA has all the, you know, codings there. There are 64 codons. And that create life, you know, who, you know, how the body is going to be, what the intelligence is going to be, all there in the codons of 64 codons. Okay, the 64 codons were known, but to the yogis too. But I don't want to get into that; that will become more complicated. So it is enough to say that these sound waves can create anything. can create knowledge, they can create relationships, they can create money, they can create everything. So fundamental building blocks of matter and also energy are within the phonemes, not in words, morphemes. When you get into the morphemes, then you come coming to the mind level.
Okay. All right. So that's a very clear distinction then. So
yeah.
This is basically what Dr. Pillai is talking about is the science of sound and what he does through his mantras and the chanting. It's more than that. That it's more than chanting. It's using these sounds to carry a frequency that emits an incredible healing. I want you to just take a look for a second at the website, which is theawareshow.com/Pillai, P-I-L-A-I, two L's, P-I-L-L-A-I. Just have that open, but I want you to continue to listen to this conversation because what we're talking about here has so much to do with the sounds that are in what Dr. Pillai has made available to us for the first time ever. I mean, there are some ancient, ancient recordings that are being offered for the first time ever here. And this is, I mean, an incredibly valuable gift. If you can, Dr. Pillai, continue to talk about these sounds. And then at the meantime, everyone take a look at that website too.
Yeah. See, what the sounds, you know, the recordings that I have made available as, you know, is the quintessence of all my teachings. And so they talk about how these sounds, first of all, can take you beyond the mind and then reveal another reality.
Yes.
Okay? And that's the first step. The mind, the sounds will first take you out of your mind.
Beautiful.
Out of your ego. Okay? And these sounds are not very complicated sounds. You know, they are just syllables. Just syllables that you would have to chant in a certain way that I have described. Okay? Where you have to lie down, you don't even need to sit and then, you know, in a complicated yoga position or anything. Just lie down because the idea is to get beyond the mind. And then the job is not going to be done by you, okay, or the mind. It is going to annihilate the mind. The sound will annihilate the mind. As soon as the mind rides on the sound, the mind disappears. You still will be using the mind, but the mind slowly will diffuse and then take you to another level, which is the unconscious level. At that unconscious level, you will begin to discover the treasure, the wisdom, that you don't have to be fearful, you don't have to run here and there, you can be just, you know, be quiet and then accomplish everything. And that is what the Buddha called the Nirvana. So the Buddha was a king. And he was not satisfied with it. You know, he said, I'm going to get sick, get old, I'm going to die. This is not worthwhile, even though I may be a king. Okay? So he said, that's why he came up with this teaching. The truth is that there is no truth, that there is nothing. Nothingness is the truth. Now, it is very, you know, at a very superficial level, it is very ridiculous. But that is the truth. He said, Nirvana, which is nothingness, is the truth. When you experience nothingness, then you have understood everything, okay? Because everything else itself is a fabrication of this mind. Then when you experience nothingness, you feel total bliss. Not only total bliss, but you are empowered. It is the quantum ground state of the vacuum state, which is the field of all possibilities. The field of all possibilities lies on the quantum ground state when you don't experience this much. And the sounds that I use, they have not been revealed before. I'm the first one to bring it to the West and then break it into syllables and then give it in a meditation setting. Okay, use the word ill. That's one of the sounds that is being used. Just go on, you know, just I can give a 3-hour talk on just ill itself, of how it is going to work and what part of the brain is being activated, and you know, what is the quantum physics of it. You know, I don't want to complicate these things, but what we want is, you know, if you have a headache, you take some aspirin and it works. You don't have to know the pharmacopoeia of aspirin, okay? So the sound of the one syllable will do that.
Okay. Okay. Now,
yeah.
When you listen to these, this just so the audience understands, because we still have these Western minds,
yeah.
What Dr. Pillai is talking about here is really these sounds can help your body align with its true destiny.
Yes.
Yes. Explain that.
Well, the body is the mind also. We cannot distinguish the body from the mind.
Okay.
When you say the mind, it is also the body too. Okay. Because only the conceptual mind, you know, can be called as the mind and maybe conceived of being in the brain. But the rest of the mind, with the sensory mind, the senses are all in the body. The sensory mind is also the mind. So you cannot make a distinction between the body and the mind at all. So whatever happens, the mind controls everything. Not only the body, the mind controls even the events that are happening. Okay. Now the quantum physicists say the mind, the observer, is everything. The observer is the observed. Okay. The observer is the observed.
Right.
You see what you are, you know, want to see.
Interesting. Yes.
You see where poverty, you see prosperity, you see sickness, you see relationship, you see no relationship. All these things are real. This is quantum physics, because the observer reality, it is called. Yeah, the observer creates everything. Okay. And now I'm taking this one step further. Who is this observer? Where is this consciousness created? Where is this consciousness created? It is created from these syllables. From these syllables.
And these syllables then, as I was mentioning, help you align with your destiny, and that allows miracles to happen. And it takes us back to what you started talking about at the very, very beginning of the show, about the creating in nanoseconds.
Yeah.
I'm extremely interested in this, but yeah. I need to, like, get my mind out of the interest and my body into it. What did you mean by that?
What happens is I teach this sound, ill, ear, oo, okay, ah. And these are the sounds that, you know, it's a 3-hour program, you know, that's, so I'm trying to compress this in a few minutes here. So I have to take you to, it's not just verbiage, it's not just philosophy, it's not theory, it is experience. So what I did in that program was get the people to a quiet state. It's about a couple of hours of meditation, lying down. It's quite enjoyable, because it gave you an out-of-body experience. And what happens is these sounds, so for instance, I will work on these sounds in a certain way. And you have to put our attention in a certain way, you know, so that it goes deep into your brain. And then when the mind rides on the sound, then the sound takes you to the unconscious, to the very deep, restful state. And what happens at this state? At this state, your mind gets diffused.
That's consciousness.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then your karma gets diffused, because mind is your karma. Karma is your destiny. Okay? Your karma is your destiny. Somebody has a prosperity mind. Somebody has a poverty mind. Why? It is because of karma. So karma can be diffused through these sounds. So the sounds do a lot of things, just not only taking you a relaxed state. It is not about relaxation or mindfulness meditation, you know. It is about changing the destiny of people.
Got it.
Not about, not only changing about the destiny of people, but also giving them the ability to conceive the inconceivable and also to put you in the nanosecond. So all these benefits coming from there. Okay? That's why I said, even if you don't buy anything, that's fine. I'm very happy. I'm not poor. Okay? So, I'm very happy to give this because I want people to experience, okay? All the people to experience whatever I present here is what I have experienced.
Yes.
So go to the nanosecond, and then all creations take place at this nanosecond, which is 3,240th division, 240,000th of a division of a second. Okay, and that is the time needed. So you don't have to do that, but that time is conceived not by the mind.
Right.
Because even for the mind to think a thought, it takes a second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. But you have to go to the domain where there is no mind.
Okay? Got it. Okay.
So in that, at that level, so you have all these benefits. You diffuse your karma. Destiny. As long as there is a mind, there is a destiny.
Yes.
As long as there is this mind, there is this destiny. Because mind is the identity you have. Okay. Wow. And that, when that identity is gone, there is a different life. Okay. And that is very important.
Wow. So there's a beautiful set of questions coming in about this. One man, Daniel, says, Dr. Pillai, I'm a big fan, and I'm wondering if you can help me with intense anxiety. And what you're talking about here, we were talking about in the under the umbrella of manifesting and resolving karma. What about on the side of anxiety and depression, Dr. Pillai?
See, anxiety, again, is a state of mind. It's a state of consciousness. Okay, for instance, the sound, since you just asked this question, I will go a little bit more deep into how the phonemes work. The phoneme is a single sound that has a distinct meaning. Okay, like A is a phoneme, E is a phoneme, U is a phoneme. Okay, is all vowels, and in a consonant, T is a phoneme, K is a phoneme. Now, since you brought the question of anxiety and depression, I will talk about a sound, which is E, which is one of the sounds that I will use in this program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that there is ill. I take the sound E, and I will talk about it. I will talk about the ill sound, L sound also. E is the sound that will produce incredible happiness. Okay? So even in, you know, say, if you go on saying, you know, it will create a consciousness of happiness. It works like a dopamine, you know? And it's the sound of dopamine, okay? That gives you happiness, you know? Then anxiety will disappear, depression will disappear.
Hmm.
And the next sound also will do that, ill, which is the sound of love. Okay. Together, ill will do this job.
Huh.
Okay. You know, even God is so, Elohim came from this. You know, Elohim in the Jewish tradition is the name for God.
Oh, okay. Because I was just thinking the G and the D are...
Yeah. No, in English is a language which doesn't, you know, is only for a conventional language, but it doesn't have the
exact
like Sanskrit or Egyptian or Hebrew, okay? Because these are divine languages.
Ah.
Okay.
True. I haven't heard English is defined as a defined language.
No, only for conventional purposes.
Can I mention it once more is I want to direct people because I really want to impart upon people the value of the body of work that Dr. Pillai and his team have put together for us to take this to another level. I want we to continue to listen to the show and to Dr. Pillai's energy. However, if you go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/Pillai, P-I-L-L-A-I, he has included in this entirely huge offer this beautiful, it's called Samadhi.
So Samadhi is nothing but awareness. So your show is Samadhi.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Samadhi is focused awareness.
Focused awareness.
Yeah, intense focused awareness.
And also he has an entire beautiful lecture that Dr. Pillai recorded on his 66th birthday. It was so beautiful from his birthplace, and the incredibly large message that he delivers, along with the words, the chants, the sounds, they're more than words, the sounds that he brings. This is an event that when you listen to it, you start to literally align with your destiny. And you start to align with the nanoparticles where it is the absence of the mind, which is what Dr. Pillai is talking about here. And they're included in this entire offer are these beautiful, incredible chants, but so powerful that really could dissolve karma through the sounds, through the rhythms, through the ancient language patterns that come through, the phenomes that he's talking about, that come through here. So what they do is they start to elevate your level of awareness and of consciousness, both being distinctly different in their own individual way. The blessings also, I just have to honor these, which I'm so deeply grateful for, the chants for grace light. And these were, if you could explain that, from your previous incarnation, I mean, it's vast to think about this, but these are the sounds that came through from your past life into this recording. Explain that a little bit, and then we'll get into the samadhi sleep.
Yeah. You know, samadhi sleep is the name that I have given to the whole program. You know, this was a short version of a 21-day program that I was doing alive during my birthday. People stayed with me for 21 days in India to do this program. And for those people who were not able to join, I gave a short version. That's the one that is being offered here.
Got it.
Though I live in, you know, moment by moment, so I do not know what I taught yesterday and what was my philosophy yesterday as opposed to not today. So when my staff told me that I have the show today and that I'm going to talk about this Samadhi retreat, and they said, do you remember what I did? Okay, so they just gave me the transcript. Then I knew what I did. So because I have to do this show. So what I have done there is about 14 sounds. I give about 14 sounds. All the phonemes. And they are all designed to give you this samadhi. Samadhi is focused non-mind awareness. It's not the mind awareness.
Non-mind awareness.
When you want, you know, think and become rich is not true. Okay, but if it were true that everybody is thinking about Rolls Royce and mansions and things, they would have manifested it. Okay?
Yes.
So Think and Become Rich, although it became a famous book by Napoleon Hill and, you know, all that. But I don't accept that by thinking you can become rich or by thinking you can get a relationship or by thinking you can become cure a disease. No, you cannot. you have to really go into a domain where you are not thinking, but you have the seeds of thinking unexpressed. Okay? This thinking comes only at the level of this mind. You have to go to the domain which is samadhi.
Okay.
Samadhi, where you are not thinking. You have to get rid of thinking. At that level, you will naturally get rid of this thinking.
Huh.
You will naturally, who will do this job? You cannot do your job. You cannot get rid of your thinking. The sounds will do it. You will experience that when you do that. Okay? And then if you are there and then you are going to put it in different parts of the body, different parts of the brain, then that will take you to that domain. Okay? From that domain, you can manipulate consciousness. Okay?
Huh.
But when you come to the surface mind, nothing happens.
Right.
It's conflict. Surface mind is complete conflict. Okay? And it brings time also. Time comes along with the mind. Okay?
I'm glad you mentioned that because I just remembered that this is a Radiant Body Summit. And
yes.
It really, everything you're talking about is the body.
Yes.
Body, yes. And I just wanted to pull it back there for a second because...
Yeah, it's interesting that you brought it because this mantra, the original purpose of this mantra is to give you a light body.
Ah.
Whatever I have talked about is only benefits that are more material, manifestation technique. The real manifestation is really the demanifestation of the body.
Huh.
Yeah? Because this body is really the problem. Okay? The body is the problem because it restricts our understanding.
Huh.
It is still, the brain is still a sugar-based brain. You know, the sugar runs out. You know, you can't even function.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So that's why the body is the problem. It doesn't allow consciousness to flow, you know, in its totality. So if you get out of the body and you begin to go into a different consciousness, like the astral consciousness or the causal consciousness, you know, there you have no restriction at all.
Mm.
Okay? The restrictions come because you have to put every thought through a word and understand. So you have a lot of restrictions that come along with the body. Okay, that's why my ideal in my last life, also in this lifetime, is to turn the body into light. That is the human evolution.
Wow.
Okay. And then I have, now scientists are interested in this. You may have heard about this person who has been given up to 20 doctorates in universities, Ray Kurzweil. Ray Kurzweil is a great scientist. Okay, the singularity is here. He has a university there. And he is also a consultant to Bill Gates, scientific consultant to Bill Gates. And he says that it is possible to get an immortal body. Okay? Not through, you know, he's a scientist. He says that he's working on several projects, and one of the projects is to get a disease-free mind. And how to get a disease-free mind, he says, that you can create robots and then send the robots into the bloodstream, and these robots will go and kill all the bacteria and viruses. Okay? And he is the most respected scientist here, and I consider him that he is even better than Einstein. Okay?
Wow.
The Wall Street Journal calls him as the restless genius. Okay, he is restless genius. He's a genius. So it is possible for us to get into that domain of getting a radiant body, not philosophically, not theoretically, but really through the help of science as well as religion. Okay? But even in Christianity, Paul said, this corruption will not inherit the kingdom. He was very clear. This corruption, the imperishable will not inherit the imperishable. That is Corinthian. Okay. This corruption will not inherit the kingdom. So what's going to happen? He said that, the end time is coming. Jesus will come and then he will do that. That is his perception. But now the perception of Rick's will is whether Jesus comes or not, that's not my point. My point is science is going to do that. Okay? So science is going to do through, killing all the bacteria and the viruses that kill the body.
Don't we need good bacteria, though? Don't we need certain bacteria?
This is a very prolonged thing. I don't want to get into the discussion.
Okay.
He has several books. And then, he has, in fact, in one of his books, he interviewed Bill Gates on the light body, the radiant body. Apparently, Bill Gates seems to be interested in this topic too.
Okay. I knew we were onto something.
Yeah, the book called The Singularity is Here. Okay. The radiant body is not a theoretical proposition. Okay, it is real. And this chant that I have given here was originally a chant designed to give you the light body. So since you brought up the radiant body, this is also the light body,
That's beautifully said. Yeah. Yes. We are absolutely onto something here. And I'm a huge fan of the light body. And I heard this most beautiful definition of the soul coming in as light and then slowing down to have the physical experience and then extending out as light. Dr. Alberto Villoldo said this to me at one point. Is this a philosophy you have? No?
Yes, definitely. This is not a philosophy. This is what Einstein said. Einstein said that what is matter? It is light stop. When you stop the light, it becomes matter.
Come in human form. I haven't shared the story with you, but I had a near-death experience about 15 years ago, and when I lifted up out of my body and went into that beautiful, incredible expansion, where there was no separation, where there was only oneness, where there was only everything that I was manifest around me as me.
Yeah.
And when I looked back down at the body, I realized how small it truly is and how vast our consciousness truly is. Yes. And that we get stuck into this idea of trying to fit this vastness that we are into this tiny body, even though they're so incredibly intelligent and our bodies are magnificent. Mm-hmm. But it sometimes creates conflict because we're constantly trying to shove this expansion into this tiny thing, and we think that that's all that there is just the boundaries of our skin, and we're so much more than that. And so I resonate so much with what you're saying. And people ask me all the time, well, how do I get to that level of consciousness without having to, crack my head and fall down a hill, which is what I did. And this is a beautiful way of getting there, is through the sound frequency that you're talking about. Yes.
These sounds will get rid of the linguistic mind. It will get rid of the non-linguistic mind, which is just, the ideation part. You have an idea. That idea now needs a word to express itself. It is the linguistic mind. The idea is the non-linguistic mind. So it will get rid of both the minds. And it will also get rid of the sensory mind, okay? The senses, like sight, hearing, touch, all these are consciousness too, sensory consciousness.
Huh.
And I have also five sounds that I have given in that program, okay? To how to get rid of that sense of, it's like isolating all the, isolating yourself from all the sound sensory inputs. Okay. If you don't have any sensory input, then you won't have the sensory mind. So the only one is the cognitive mind, the other is the sensory mind. We have to get rid of both. So I give 5 sounds to get rid of the sensory mind too. So it's a pretty good program, and I read the program only just before I came here to the show. I looked at the transcript very quickly because I value my time very much, and I want to call, you know, like that's why I call this. I call Richard Branson's practice as Branson Yoga. You know,
Branson what?
Yoga.
Yoga.
Yoga. The Branson is to value every second. To value every second.
Value every second.
Don't insult time. Okay, if you insult time, you insult money. Anybody who values time, is bound to succeed in life. Okay, Obama's time is much more important because he values time more than Joe Blow does. Okay, Joe Blow doesn't care. Okay, he wastes years and years and years. Nothing happens. This is what I call insulting time.
Yes, which is why I am grateful for your time here in this hour. I truly am.
Yeah,
and
because I have another equation to time equals money. Everybody is getting paid for his time. Whether you get paid $10 an hour or $10,000 an hour, I know people charge $10,000 an hour too. You know, they are all getting paid for time. Time equals, you know, money. So if you insult time, you will insult money also.
You have been on before talking about these beautiful sounds and how you have been working with these sounds earlier in your career to eradicate poverty in...
Yes, that is very, very important for me. That is very, very important for me. Having come from India, I know what that is, okay? Poverty will kill your soul, okay? Poverty is the worst disease. It is a disease.
Wow.
The disease of the soul, and it can, you know, it's curable. The sounds can cure, okay, everything. And then one last thing before I forget, in the program I also has 2 sounds to understand the time better, how time originates.
That's incredible. So if you could, the listeners are asking about if you could please give some of the mantra, the sounds. People are in, someone lost their job, in severe debt.
Yes.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. So if you just, you know, the one sound that I think the ultimate sound is what is in there is the ill.
Okay.
And then I can just say how, demonstrate how we can say that. Okay?
Yes.
So I will do the things now. Right, close your eyes. Put your attention on your right nostril. Put your attention on your left brain. Switch to the left nostril. Put your attention on the left nostril, go inside. Put your attention on the right brain. Put your attention on your right eardrum. Go deep inside the right eardrum. Put your attention on the left eardrum. Go deep inside. Put your attention on the tip of the tongue. the middle of the tongue, the rear of the tongue, the tonsils and the tonsils area, put your attention on your right eye, the pupil, the right eye. Put your attention on your left eye, the pupil in the left eye. This is to get you beyond the mind. Now, put your attention again on the right nostril. And receive the sound that I am going to chant. Go deep inside the nostril, right nostril. The sound is also going inside the nostril. Now the sound from the right nostril goes into your left brain. Switch over to the left nostril. I'm going to chant. This chant will go into the left nostril, inside the left nostril. And from there, it will go to the right brain. Now, relax.
Wow.
It has been only a few minutes. You know, if you stay in this, in samadhi sleep for extended period of time, I think the program has, you know, 2 hours of doing this with some 14 sounds. Okay. That will put you in a different place.
Yes, okay. It is transcendent, those the sounds, and I love the way you explained where they are coming from,
yeah,
and their ancient lineage, and their sacred,
yeah,
sounds, truly sacred sounds. And to I feel more focused, absolutely, than how I started the show.
Okay.
Which was scattered, and I feel more focused, more aligned, more centered, more grounded. And I invite the listeners to please also chime in with how you're feeling right now. And that was just a few minutes, as Dr. Pillai mentioned. And we have come close to the end of the show, and I will invite you to go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/Pillai, Pillai. And the hours of these sounds that are available with the stories and the meaning really allow you to break through your karma and to then go into that beautiful, as Dr. Pillai explained, of the nanoseconds of manifestation. And I have an inkling of what that's like because I experienced it when I went through that near-death experience that I had. And it's instant. There's no separation between what you can manifest and actually manifesting it. I just have not known how to do that here in this plane. So that's a beautiful gift that you offer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a technology that will really help everyone. I mean, not only people who want enlightenment, it's very practical. Okay, it is applicable to everyone. But if you want a radiant body, it is still the same technique. So one technique for everybody.
Yes. If anything, it just reduces stress. I mean, it just gets you into a beautiful...
For relaxation, too.
Completely. And all the immune responses that happen when you're relaxed is also very, very, very beneficial. So we have done that. And I thank you so deeply for your time. You are just a gift, and you're such a bright light. It's magnificent to spend an hour with you like this and with our whole audience. And I know you speak to thousands and thousands, and just to have this time with you, I am deeply grateful. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you.
Thank you.
And thank you for getting me out of my linear Western mind and allowing me to just...
Well, it's even in Christian, people don't understand. Because I was reading the Bible this morning, and Paul was telling, I die every day.
Yes.
Bible.
Yes. That is why this...
Every day. Yeah, that's the truth. Okay. That's what it is.
I just died and came back, and I'm fine now.
Yeah, okay. Right. So to die every day. Only when you die, you can live.
Yes, that's how you truly live.
Okay.
Wow. Well, thank you. I'm going to just invite people to go to the website if you want to experience more of this. It is bundled together and deeply discounted so that people can truly, really experience this if it calls to you. And the website is theawareshow.com/Pillai, Pillai. And just continue in this energy, simmer in it, go forward, have a beautifully focused, heightened awareness day. And thank you so much, Dr. Pillai. Thank you. Until next time, I invite my entire audience to stay aware. Thank you. Bye-bye.